January 11th, 1974, morning walk.
By reading the books, he'd understood that we should become completely desireless. So he wanted more explanation. And in the car coming out, Srila Prabhupada just explained that our desire can't go away because that's a symptom of the living entity. We have to have some desire. But real desirelessness means that you have no more material desire. Material desire, someone is always desiring from God, give me this, give me this. But when we become purified, then our desire is to Krishna, please take me, whatever service I can render, please accept it. But when one has not enough information, then he desires, his idea of desirelessness is to become like a dead stone, simply to, because desire causes suffering and is bad, material desire, therefore let me simply stop it. And become, that will be desireless, but that is not, that state is not possible, because our symptom is of life is to have desire. So answer him in this way, to become purified and simply serve Krishna all the time. Not that we stop any activities. Prabhupada is saying he's working day and night, so you cannot become absorbed in nothing. In order to become purely desireless, you have to have some activity. There will always There is a place, there is a plane of spiritual desire, spiritual activity. So,
what do you have to say about this? You understand, desireless and desireful?
People, some pseudo-transcendentalists, they sometimes criticize us like that. They say, Hare Krishna devotees, you're just too active. They think that we're fruitive, always running around, always trying to sell books, always very active. That's because they don't understand that desirelessness. And they talk like that, and then they'll smoke a cigarette the next moment as they criticize us. They say, you should not have to do anything if you're transcendental. Why do you have to work so hard? And then they'll show that they have some very gross desire.
Therefore, they see that this, their conception of Krishna, there is mother, there is father, there is friend. Then what is this? Here also you see the mother, father, friend. So how they become free? They cannot understand. Their brain is so poor, they cannot understand. Therefore, it is also Maya. To think of Krishna, the Supreme, having father, mother, friends, playing, pastime, this is also Maya. Therefore, they are called Mayavadi. They cannot conceive that in the spiritual world, exactly the same thing they are, but the position is different. That is absolute, without any designation.
Srila Prabhupada. Uh-huh. Also this morning you said that we should try to only love Krishna.
Yes.
And nothing else.
Yes.
But if we love our God brothers, is that also loving Krishna?
Oh yes. Because they are of Krishna. What are your God brothers? They are Krishna's servant. See, if you do not love your God brothers, that means you reject your part of Krishna.
So also our children,
like
that?
Huh? Also, yes, if you love children, but making them Krishna conscious, then it is loving Krishna. Krishna wants sarva-dharman paritajyamamekam saranam bhaja. So if you help, what is our movement? Why I have come to your country? Because to make you Krishna conscious. So there is love of Krishna. Otherwise, why? What is the business? I have come to you. I have no business. Because I love Krishna, I want to see all, everybody in the world to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, why in this old age? You're trying so much. Similarly, if you love your children, to make them Krishna conscious, then produce hundreds of children and make them. That is love of Krishna. And if you make them cats and dogs, then one children producing also simple. That is also simple. But if you can make them Krishna conscious, then produce hundreds of children. That is Krishna's love. Bhagavad says, Pita nasasya, janani nasasya. One should not become father, one should not become mother. Namo chayata samupita mrittu. If he cannot deliver the children from the imminent hands of death, that is the condition. So if you cannot make, death cannot be avoided unless one becomes Krishna conscious. So if you cannot make your children Krishna conscious and stop their death, birth and death process, then don't become a father. This is the injunction. And if you can actually do that, then become father of hundreds still. This is the condition. If you cannot make your children, if you can make, that is love of Krishna. Because unless you love Krishna, why you should be interested to make others Krishna conscious? Let them go to hell. Why you should be so much working hard to make them Krishna conscious? Unless you love Krishna. This is a sign of love. I love Krishna, but I do nothing for Krishna. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. Therefore I said that our Guru Maharaj's brother, he criticizes Guru Maharaj. But what he has done for Krishna and what my Guru Maharaj has done? Unless my Guru Maharaj had produced me, how this Krishna consciousness movement is going all over the world? And what he has done? Simply criticizing is no use. We want to see practical. Do you understand or not?
Yes.
You are also given the equal chance. Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj, sat down at Mayapur, but you are given the place of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace. Why, what you have done? It is still jungle. And what is Mayapur there? The whole Americans are building, a palatial building. So simply by criticizing, one does not become a very confidential devotee. By the action, what he has done, that is equal. Palayana Parichaya. Unless Krishna gives opportunity, nobody can serve Krishna. But he gives opportunity to the proper person. That is everywhere. If you want to become manager of a farm, the proprietor of the farm will see whether you are able to do that. Then he will give the chance. Yes. This is reciprocal. Just like this sloka we are studying today, Krishna becomes sarathi. Does Krishna go to become sarathi of a rascal and fool? He becomes sarathi of Arjuna. That has to be seen. And without any qualification, Krishna become my sarathi. Krishna is not so easy. First of all, qualify. First desire, then desire. First desire, then desire. So, how a Krishna conscious person can be desireless? The first is desire. I desire to serve Krishna. That is the beginning. Then Krishna will give you chance as you desire. This is the process. That is explained Annabilasita Sunnam. When you become completely desireless for anything material, then bhakti begins. That is desirelessness. Desirelessness means when becomes free to desire anything except Krishna. That is desireless. Desirelessness means not to desire anything material. That is desirelessness. That Mayavadi philosophy that everything is Maya, therefore Krishna is Maya. And that is called Mayavadi. They do not know the distinction between Maya and reality. Everything Maya. And therefore they are called Mayavadis.
Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya.
So Krishna is also Mithya. That is their philosophy. Therefore in the Bhagavad, it is beginning. Param Sattam Dhimahi. Sattam, not Mithya. Mithya you can reject unless you find out Param Sattam. But that they do not know what is Param Sattam. Therefore Bhagavad gives, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Param Sattam Dhimahi. What is Annabhilashita? Annabhilash. Anna means other than Krishna. Annabhilashita Sunnam. Being completely free from any other desires. Jnana karma anabhritam. Jnana, the jnanis, they are also desiring liberation. Jnanis, they have got desire. How they are desireless? Because they are aspiring after mukti. The yogis, they are aspiring after siddhi. Kurmis, they are aspiring after better condition of life. So these things should be completely free. Then he is desireless. If you are desiring mukti, where is your desirelessness? Just see. How they are bluffing. They want to become mukta, and still there's a desirelessness. Here is your desire. And just see the defect. Why you are desiring mukti?
Then they argue, then you also want to, you desire to serve
Krishna. Therefore I say, desirelessness means to desire for Krishna. That is desirelessness. Even if we are not after mukti. We can go to the hell to serve Krishna.
Mama janmani janmanishwari
bhavata. Janmani janmanishwari bhavata bhakti. That is, there is no question of desirelessness. We desire for Krishna, and that is desire. Just like a diseased man, if he desires for healthy life, is that bad thing? To desire for further disease, that is desire. That is bad. Therefore I say, you cannot give up desire, that is not possible. You have to purify your desires. But when it's desire for Krishna, that is desirelessness. To become free from disease, that does not mean you have to stop eating. In the disease condition, you are eating. As soon as you want to desire, give me this nice food, but you cannot eat. On your disease condition. It will taste less. You simply desire, but you cannot enjoy. But same you man, when the disease is gone, you enjoy the same food very nicely. When you are free from disease, you just ask for rasgulla, you will taste it. But when you are diseased, the same rasgulla will not be tasted. That is the condition. The desire which gives you happiness, That is wanting. The desire which gives you distress, that is not wanting. Therefore, Bhagavad begins with dharma projita kohitavatra. The cheating type of religion is rejected. Because in every religion, there is some desire for material object. Up to mukti. Bhukti mukti siddhika. General people, kurmis, they want pleasure, material pleasure. The jnanis, they want mukti. And the yogis, they want siddhi. They, everyone, beggars. And a bhakta kicks them all out. We don't want anything. Simply Krishna, that's all. That's what he is desireless.
Krishna bhakti nishkam.
Very shanti. You have to test whether by some desire, whether you have become shanta. That is not possible, except Krishna. When you serve Krishna, then you will feel transcendental pleasure. Otherwise, cannot. Sakali asanta. For mukti, they have to do so many things. So, desirelessness means to desire for Krishna. This is the conclusion. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahoitu Kite. This is desire. My life after life, simply my devotion unto you may be fixed on. That's all. This is Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, he says, Nadhanangna Janangna Sundarigna Kavitang Vaja. No, not this. Then there must be some positive. And the positive is, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahit Kitai. Yeah, with simply negative, what you'll do? Simply negative. You must give something positive, then you'll be satisfied. You are serving somewhere, you don't get sufficient salary, so you desire to give up this service. Resignation. But if you don't get any better service, then what will be the result of resignation? You starve. Again you'll go, Master, I did wrong, please give me that service. So that is it. Mayavadi's position is like that. They want to become merged into the Supreme. But that is not possible. After some time, Arujya Kitchena Parang Padang Tata Patanti Yadha. They undergo very good severe austerities and reach the Brahma Jyoti. But there everything being vacant, they cannot remain there. And they have no information of Krishna, therefore they again come down. Patanti adha. He wants enjoyment. But there is no enjoyment. Simply thinking, I am Brahma. What is enjoyment there? You think like rascal Brahma. Yes, you are Brahma already. Why these Sputnik Wallahs, they go?
Sputnik Wallahs.
They go very high and again come down. Yes. Why you are coming? You have gone so high. There is no shelter. You must come down. Similarly, to become desireless, there is no shelter. So you must come to this desire, material desire.
Brahma Sanghita, that they may go for the speed of the mind. But
pass the koti sadavasta sampragamya. Bayu rathapi manasu nipangava. Just like child, we are experiencing. As soon as he's finished, he cries and give him something. So there must be something positive. Simply taking away, vacant, that will not satisfy. He'll have to cry again. Oh, I'm better. The Mayavadi's position is like that. Kurmis, yogis, jnanis, all that fools. Therefore Krishna says, Sarvadharman Purta, you rascal, you give up all these kurmis, yogi, jnani, siddhi, then kick out. Mame kamsam. This is the mystery. Only unto me. Then you'll be satisfied. The kurmis may say, oh, because he has got idea, without working, that's all these fools and rascals, they're surprised. How these people do not work and are happy. They cannot imagine that without working hard, one can eat, one can sleep. But when they see that our devotees do not work, they are nobody's servant. And how it is possible? They cannot think. They cannot think. But it is possible. Therefore, when Krishna says that Mam Ekam Saranam Vaja, the kurmis, jnanis, everything, then how I will live? If I do not simply, I become devotee of Krishna, I shall live. So therefore Krishna assures, Aung Tam Sarva Papi Bhamma Krishna. I shall give you prediction. This is Krishna consciousness. You first of all surrender unto me, then whatever you want, there will be supply.
They are always worried. They are worried.
Yeah. So Krishna, Karanda, we made the contract to purchase the Bombay land without money. There was no money at that time when I signed that contract.
Yes.
So where from the money came?
Krishna.
And not 1 rupee, 2 rupees. 18 lakhs of rupees. And when I signed the contract, I had no 1800.
We have to add 1 0 on the right side.
Huh?
We have to add 1 0. I shouted to make 1800.
So the time when you signed the contract is the time when Madhudvisa Swami went to Australia. He would not want to stay in Bombay.
No, I asked him that whether he can take charge. He refused. No, I cannot take charge. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Then Brahmananda gave me assurance. I can take charge. Therefore I signed. But actually, he was as good as Madhudvisa. He made a contract with that camp, 40,000 rupees. I settled up for 10,000 rupees. So our work is going on in India and money is spent, 50% is spoiled by this American brand. What can be done? There is no... loot, they cheat, like anything. Just like this camp, it was Brahmananda and Madhudvisa combined together, made a contract, 40,000 rupees. Then I said, then I'm not going to pay you. Go. In Kumbh Mela also, contract 10,000. So 5,000 already paid. So I said, I have no money. You have to become satisfied with the 10,000. So they become some trouble, but after all accepted. Because they make 500% profit.
As soon as they see American, it becomes twice as much.
Yes, twice not, 500 times. As soon as they face, they Americans, they have got money.
Same thing in market, when they go shopping and...
Yes. Damchi. Danchi Babu. I've told this story, Danchi Babu.
No.